With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is going to be a rough stretch of weather for the next few days. Major storm systems hitting a good chunk of the United States. Snow and strong winds in the upper Midwest and Northeast. Part of the South will have ice and snow and very cold conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Mann urging people to stay tuned to weather reports heading into the weekend.
We really will kind of zero on this more and more as we get closer, but the location is always uncertain, and exactly how much snow, how much freezing rain will at 2 to 3 days out. That's why the forecast keeps changing some, and will probably keep changing in the next couple of days, and why we urge people to keep up with the latest forecast as things finally start to lock in.
Former President Bill Clinton and wife Hillary Clinton could be facing contempt of Congress charges over the Jeffrey Epstein matter. Here's Ed Donahue.
The Clintons have said they had nothing to do with Epstein for decades. Bill Clinton offered to have the committee leadership and staff interview him in New York. Chair James Comer rejected the offer. The Clintons contend the subpoenas are invalid because they do not serve any legislative purpose. Committee Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a distraction. Republicans should focus on release of the Epstein files.
1% of documents is unacceptable for a bill passed by the United States Congress that they are in violation of. They're breaking the law right now. As we speak,
no former president has ever successfully been forced to appear before Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Several countries say they will join President Trump's Board of Peace. A White House official said about 30 nations were expected to join the board, while about 50 had been initially invited to join. This is SRN News. Most pastors these days are going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach, a few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows. The one-child policy, one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold, and sometimes baby girls were killed. This is SRN News. Snapchat's parent company, Snap, has settled a social media addiction lawsuit, just as the case was set to go to trial in Los Angeles.
This is a case brought by a 19-year-old woman identified by the initials KGM. She had been alleging that the algorithmic design, the way these platforms actually design dictates the stuff that we all see, left her addicted and affected her mental health. So she was suing not just Snapchat, but also TikTok, YouTube, and Meta. In this case, what we saw today was a settlement announced at a hearing today with Snap, but those other three cases remain active. So those other three defendants will still have to defend themselves in court starting next week at trial.
BBC's Lily Jamali. More details, srnnews.com.